Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Matt Giglio.
I'm Mindong. 2 months until March Madness tips off.
Yeah, man, 60 days until March Madness tips off, and getting very close to that special time of year. Very excited for that, but in the college basketball world, there's been a lot of good stuff going on. I know we said that a lot, but there really has been a lot of great games, and even yesterday, there's a lot of great games. Obviously, last episode we did was Tuesday, but we were watching, and there's a lot of fantastic games. So shout out to all those games.
Yeah, we're always watching, no matter what. I know we might not do episodes for long periods of time, but we're always watching college basketball in our free time. So that's that. And yeah, lots of great game.
Indeed, indeed. So that being said, let us get started with the recap from the past 3 days. First up, let's start with number two, Kansas. They had a battle in Lawrence. We thought this game would kind of be a blowout, but Oklahoma came to play. And Kansas ended up rallying, winning this game by four. KJ Adams had a big game for Kansas, and they improved now to 15-1 the year. 4-0 right now in Big 12 play. Next up, number five, Tennessee hosted Vanderbilt. And it was a slow first half, but the Vols ended up winning this game by 9, 77-68. The Vols are now 4-0 in SEC play. Number 11, Kansas State is now 9-0 at home as they beat Oklahoma State. Marquise Noel continues to shine. Kansas State continues to climb the ladder. They might crack the top 10 come next Monday. We'll see how that goes this weekend. Number 13, Virginia hosted UNC, and they took care of business there. Low-scoring game, but Ben Vanderplas had a very good game. 65-58, Virginia win. They're now 8-1 at home. Iowa State, 9-0 at home. They dominated Texas Tech. And Texas Tech's a team to monitor. They are now 10-6 on the year. Not Texas Tech-esque in comparison to the past 5 years. This is probably their worst season to date thus far. 10-6 on the year. Mark Adams, really good season last year. I don't know what's going on this year. But, yeah, Iowa State wins this game by 34 at home. Very big win for them. And they continue to keep climbing up the ladder as well. Next up, number 18, Wisconsin falls to Michigan State. Like I said, that was kind of a Big Ten rock fight, and Michigan State got the upper edge in that one. Joey Hauser had a good game, but Wisconsin will be dropping in the rankings probably. Number 21, Auburn, good win over Ole Miss. Wendell Green had a good game for them. And number 23, San Diego State exploded in the first half and didn't look back as they take down Nevada, and they move now to 4-0 in Mountain West play. What are your thoughts on Tuesday's slate?
Yeah, not too many surprises here, in my opinion. So, so you just can move on to Wednesday slate.
All right, so I'll do that. And we start with number one, Houston. And Houston had a tough challenge on their hands. South Florida came to play in this game, even though they were 0-3 in American play. But Houston ends up winning this game by 6. But I was very impressed with South Florida, man. Tyler Harris had 31 points in this game. And Marcus Sasser also had 31 points. But, yeah, Houston gets the upper edge. Winning this game by 6, like I said. They're now 5-0 in American play. Number 4, Alabama. They went to Arkansas, and that was a tough game, but Alabama's the real deal, man. They won this game 84-69. Bama now 14-2 on the year, 4-0 on the road, and they're going to be climbing up the SEC ladder. Their match with Tennessee, I don't know when that is exactly, but that's going to be a big one for SEC play moving forward. Big upset here. Number 25, Marquette, continues to roll, man. They take down number 6, UConn, and UConn suddenly in a big skid. They are now 15-3 after starting the year 15-0. Or they were 14-0, and they're 1-3 in their past four games, is what I'm trying to say. But, yeah, Marquette, man, 10-1 now at home. They looked really good, and Shaka Smart has done a very good job at Marquette. And this is the year that they are breaking out, and they've definitely shown so thus far. Number 10, Texas. What a game this was. Texas, number 10, TCU, number 17. And TCU was up 42-29 at the end of the first half. But Texas was a very gritty team, and they came back and clawed their way back and ended up winning this game 79-75. I was very happy as a fellow Longhorn fan myself with those horns. But I didn't have much faith in this Texas team to win this game, to be honest. I wasn't even watching. I was at the Clemson game, but yeah, Texas, what a great win, 79-75. Very happy for them. Next up, number 12, Xavier. Really good game with Creighton. Creighton was in this game start to finish. Baylor Shireman had a good game for Creighton, but it wasn't enough. Solely Bohm had a very good game for Xavier, and they win this game 90-87. Very high-scoring affair. And number 20, Missouri, falls to at College Station as Texas A&M has been very hot recently. They lost to Wofford, but they since then they have been on a very good hot streak. They are now 11-5, and they are playing their way back into maybe being getting some buzz to make the tournament. Shout out, I didn't mean to say, like, that was a kind of a pun because Buzz and Buzz Williams, you know what I mean? But I continue to move forward. Big Colonial game. This was a fantastic game. And it was number 22, Charleston, taking down UNC Wilmington by just 2. This game was awesome. Obviously, Charleston was up 12 at halftime or 11 at halftime. UNC Wilmington clawed their way all the way back. And last second shot from Charleston advances them now to 17-1, 5-0 now. Colonial, but UNC Wilmington, I think they play again. That'll be a good game on the back end of the season at Charleston. Finally, number 24, Duke, took down Pitt, 77-69. Kyle Filipkowski, 28-15 in the good win. That was a very good stat. What were your thoughts on Wednesday?
Yeah, Houston played it a little too close for my liking, only beating South Florida by 6 at home. If you didn't watch Calvin Sampson at halftime, he was not too happy. They were up 1, and he was just not happy. He's like, oh, what could have gone wrong went wrong, and they're up 1, so that just shows like how high the expectations are as a team. So Houston definitely still a contender for me. Alabama, I think they're a T1 contender as well. They beat Arkansas in Arkansas by 15, and man, Alabama has it going for them. Marquette, man, they play in the NBA stadium. That's their home stadium. The Buck Stadium, I don't know. You know the name of it? I forget the name of it.
Pfizer.
Yeah, nonetheless, man, it looks like an NBA environment out there in Milwaukee, and Marquette got it done at home, and I think they have a very good home court advantage as well. Same with Texas. Kind of heartbroken that TCU did lose that big of a lead and ended up losing the game, but it is what it is. So I still man of my word. I still think they're a Final Four team. Same with Creighton, unfortunately. Could not get it done in Cincinnati as well. Miami, good win. And Texas A&M, this is the Texas A&M we were expecting, beating Missouri by 18. Missouri, I know, they're a good team. I know they have some good wins, but I don't think they're a top 25 team. I think Texas A&M is a top 25 team who hasn't met their expectations yet. But I think Texas A&M is so much better than Missouri. And Charleston, man, pulls out a very good win at UNC Wilmington. It's a shame that we weren't able to watch this game. But I hope the Colonial is a multi-bid conference because they definitely deserve to be. And Duke with a good win as well.
Definitely agree. And yeah, Marquette plays at the Pfizer Forum. That's where the Bucks play, like you said. That's a pretty cool experience. And yeah, that must have been rocking in Milwaukee the other day. And 3 games from yesterday's slate. Number 7, UCLA. It takes down Utah by 20. Adeem Bona continues to shine in his freshman campaign. And of course, the ads from ESPN continue to play. So, yes, 68-49, UCLA number 7, goes to 6-0 now in Pac-12 play as they lead it by a little bit of a margin already, which is kind of scary. And this was the game of the day yesterday. We wish the results were differently in this one, but it was number 8, Gonzaga, holding on by 1 point to BYU. And it was Julian Strother with a pull-up 3 that took the lead with about 5 seconds or so left. And BYU on the next possession fumbled the ball and got up a bad shot, and they lost this game. But credit to them, they played this game very good, just 1 point short if it goes that way. Timmy had a good game though, shout out to him. And finally, number 9, Arizona takes down Oregon State. Tubelis had a good game, 25-10, and Arizona now 4-2 in Pac-12 play, 15-2 in the year. Oregon State 1-5. Really sad to see because 2 years ago this team was awesome in the March Madness tournament, going far, and since then hasn't been the same. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, not really too much surprises. Obviously, UCLA, Utah, good game for UCLA. I think they're a T1 contender. They're a T1 contender in my book. The Gonzaga game was crazy. I wish. Obviously, we both wish the result was different. I actually called this one saying it was going to be a single-digit win for Gonzaga. and they managed to escape a third straight road win. So good for them, unfortunately. And number nine, Arizona and Oregon State. No surprises here. But Watson got off topic real quickly.
Indeed, we did. And a couple other notable games from yesterday. Minnesota took down Ohio State, which was kind of surprising. Ohio State has been on a skid recently. They're now 10-6. And we'll talk about the Big Ten in a minute. But another game I wanted to mention, Iowa took down Michigan in overtime. Jit Howard did have 34 points, but Keegan Murray had 27 and 8. And Iowa won the OT. Yeah, this game went to OT, if I didn't say that. But yeah, Iowa won the OT period by 9 points, which is pretty impressive. Shout out to them. And I don't know if there's anyone. There's a lot of buzzer beaters yesterday from what I've realized. I want to give a couple shout outs real quick. Who was it? Holland Woods, I believe, for Portland State. Hit a buzzer beater for Portland State as they took down Northern Arizona. Shout out to them. And I believe Georgia Southern also had a buzzer beater. Yeah, it was Jalen Finch. He had a layup at the buzzer. Georgia Southern went into App State, went into Boone, I should say, and beat App State. So, yeah, a lot of buzzer beaters yesterday, a lot of great games yesterday. So, yeah, no complaints there. But I think we should talk about the Big Ten. Would you like to kick things off with that?
Yeah. Big Ten is not good. I call it the mid. I'm calling it the mid ten this year because they're just mid. But obviously Purdue is a tier one, and honestly, I don't really have them in my tier one basketball standings. I think they're a two team, in terms of contending for a national championship. Just something about the Big Ten this year. You got Michigan State at 4-1, tied with Purdue. You got Rutgers at 4-2, just behind them at solo third, and then. It's got a bunch of teams that are 3-2 and 3-3 that I think are just there. I think they're going to make the tournament, but I don't think they're going to do too much damage. They're not going to advance deep. The only team I see truly advancing deep in the Big Ten is Purdue, and I don't think they're going to win a national championship. Maybe Rutgers, because Rutgers just is so elite on defense, but I'm also big on Rutgers. But no, I don't really see anyone other than Purdue that's generally going to make a run for the national championship or even make a big run into the second weekend of March Madness.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Big Ten just kind of beating on each other at this point. You look at a team like Indiana. I know Indiana's injured, but they're 1-4 right now in Big Ten play. You look at a team like Rutgers. Rutgers barely escaped Northwestern, who's looking – Northwestern's looking pretty good for the Big Ten right now, which is – kind of unusual, not unusual, but it hasn't really been seen before when Northwestern right now is a top five team in the Big Ten at according to the conference, like record wise. But yeah, man, there's a lot of interesting stuff with the Big Ten. I'm very intrigued to see how many bids that they're gonna get. Right now, there's only two ranked teams, Wisconsin, who might drop, and then Michigan State might slide in. I don't think Rutgers will slide in. But other than that, like, it's just Purdue at number three, who has been very dominant. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, I don't really think – I think there'll be two Big Ten teams once again come Monday's poll. Because Michigan State, if we look at this past Monday's poll, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they're right 31 right now. Will they slide in there? I don't know. Because Clemson has a big game Saturday. We'll talk about – there's a lot of other teams with big games. FAU continues to keep rolling. St. Mary's continues to keep rolling. I don't know if Michigan State will even get a vote in the poll come well, not a vote, but a number in the poll come Monday. So we'll see about that. But yeah, man, there's just a lot of good stuff going on. I'm just very happy right now. And I don't want to get too carried away, but I want to give a couple shouts to some teams who are undefeated right now, conference play. So I'll quickly go down the line. Stetson is 5-0 right now. Or Stetson, I should say, not Stetson Bennett, but Stetson is 5-0. Shout out to them. They've been doing really good. Currently on a 5-game win streak, like I said. Houston 5-0, obviously. Dayton. Dayton's kind of coming back, man. Dayton is on a 7-game win streak, 4-0 right now in A-10 play. They have a huge game coming up tonight. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. Clemson is 6-0. Really good win against Louisville. A little bit scary, to be honest, but I was at this game, so they did not see on social media. But yeah, they ended up winning this game. Big 12 right now is a three-way tie between Kansas State, and Iowa State. at 4-0, Providence and Xavier at 6-0, Eastern Washington at 4-0, UC Santa Barbara and UC Irvine are both 4-0, Charleston's 5-0, FAU's 5-0. I know I'm wasting time, but I mean, I just feel like we have to do this. Princeton's 3-0. Siena is 5-0, which I'm very surprised about. They're so back in the MAAC. Kent State's 3-0. Norfolk State and Morgan State are 2-0. Who else? San Diego State's 4-0. Barely Dickinson and St. Francis Pierre 3-0. I know there's some of these teams haven't played many games yet, but still, UCLA 6-0. Colgate's 5-0. Bama, Tennessee, and Texas A&M is 3-0 right now in SEC play. I don't know if we established that. Samford is 5-0 in SoCon play. Shout out to Samford. Southern and Jackson State are 3-0 right now. Oral Roberts, Max Asemus had 37 points the other day. We'll talk about your thoughts on him in a minute. But, yeah, Oral Roberts looks like they might be the bid for the Summit League at this exact moment. And Gonzaga and St. Mary's are 4-0. And Utah Valley and Stephen F. Austin and Seattle are both all undefeated still. What are your thoughts on Max Asemus, though? I want to give you quickly thoughts before we get to the schedule.
Yeah, he's elite. He's a professional bucket getter. Shout out to him. Definitely a top performer. And another guy, East Tennessee State. Jordan King had 42 points, 8 assists, 7 steals for East Tennessee State and win over to Citadel. He's a transfer from Siena as well, speaking of Siena. But, yeah, two very good performers the past 3 days.
Definitely agree. So, that being said, let's get to the schedule. Not too many games today, but obviously we're going to go over the weekend slate as well. With that being said, let's get started. First game up. Yeah, let's start with this Ivy League game. Why not? 5 o'clock. We got Yale. Yale is 1-2 right now in Ivy League play. They're going to Ithaca to take on Cornell. Cornell has obviously been a pleasant surprise so far in Ivy League play. Who do you win in this game?
Cornell, I think, is the top team in the Ivy League. I think they could surprise a lot of teams and maybe even upset someone if they do make it to March Madness. I got Cornell here.
I'm going to go with Cornell as well. Yale has not been themselves. I think Cornell can get this one done.
Yeah, and I'll talk about this MAC game as well. Kent State going to Ohio. Kent State, I think, in the top of the MAC so far. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, man. Ohio, though, is 7-0 at home. They haven't really been playing like themselves this year. I think this is a little bit different than a normal Ohio team. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Kent State. They've been taking a new role. And, yeah, they're 3-0 right now in MAC play for a reason.
They're 13-3 overall. Their three losses come from three ranked teams, Houston, Gonzaga, and Charleston. So I think if they keep racking up wins, they could even make a top 25 appearance and even receive some votes. But, yeah, I got Kent State here. I think they're going to continue to win.
Definitely agree. We go to 7 o'clock as Nebraska goes to West Lafayette to take on number 3 Purdue. I think Nebraska gets a chance at this game.
No. Not at Mackey.
I don't either. I got Purdue winning this game big.
And next up, we'll go to 9 o'clock as Illinois hosts Michigan State. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, that's just another case of the Big Ten beating up on each other. I think Illinois is going to win this game. They're 8-1 at home, and I really think this is going to be another rock fight as Michigan State Wisconsin was the other day. I'm going to go with Illinois, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Illinois as well.
And two more games to cover, 9 o'clock game as well. It's VCU going to Dayton. Like I talked about, Dayton is 4-0 in ACC A-10 play, excuse me. VCU, though, is second right now at 3-1 in the A-10. This is a big one for the A-10. Is Dayton back now that they're fully healthy?
At home, they're always back, so I'm going to take Dayton at home. I can't go against them at home.
I agree. They have another sneaky good home court advantage. I'm going Dayton as well.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, 11 o'clock to end out your night, you got Nevada hosting Utah State. Utah State is actually the number one three-point shooting team in the country so far. Mm-hmm. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, I did not know that. That's interesting to monitor. But, yeah, Utah State's been a very pleasant surprise. I'm very surprised that they are sitting where they are right now at 14-3, 3-1 in Mountain West play. Nevada obviously coming off the loss to San Diego State. But I think since this is back at home for Nevada, I think they can get this one done on the at home, I should say. So, I got Nevada.
I'm going to go Utah State here.
Yeah, could go either way. I don't blame you for picking them. We'll go to Saturday's slate now. As obviously, as you know, Saturday – is full of very good games. So let us start at 12 o'clock as number 5 Tennessee hosts Kentucky. And Kentucky, obviously, not ideal start this year. 10-6, 1-3 in SEC play. Tennessee off to a very good start. 14-2, 4-0 in SEC play. Who do you have?
Come on now. I got Tennessee. I mean, I think this is a fairly easy decision right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think Kentucky might have a little spark in them this game. And I would not be surprised if they maybe pulled off an upset, because I would consider this an upset at this point. But I'm still going to go with Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Next up, number 16, Miami travels, takes on NC State. Who you got in this one?
NC State's a sneaky good team, especially at home. But I think Miami has been looking very solid. I'm going to go with Miami.
I'm going to go with NC State here. I wouldn't call this an upset, really. NC State's having a terrific season by their expectations. I think they're exceeding expectations right now. And I think a win here and a tournament odds really, really take a boost.
Definitely agree. And let us go now to 1 o'clock. Number 18, Wisconsin, obviously playing tonight. But hence, if they win tonight – well, no, they don't play tonight. I'm sorry. But, yeah, they go to Bloomington to take on Indiana. Both these teams on a little bit of a skid. What do you got?
I got to go. I'll go Wisconsin here.
Yeah. I think this will go either way. Another rock fight. I'm going to go Wisconsin. Indiana has obviously been injured, and they've been skidding.
Mm-hmm. And surprise, surprise, the top 25 matchup in the Big 12 as number 17 TCU hosts number 11 Kansas State at 2 o'clock. Who you got in this one?
This is a good game. I feel like the Big 12 has been the best conference thus far. Well-rounded. And if Baylor is one of your worst teams right now in the Big 12, I deem them a very good conference. I know that's not necessarily true, but we'll look at it that way. Regardless, I'm going to be going with TCU winning this game at home. This will be a big one for them if they can get this one done. And if K-State wins this game, definitely put them in the top 10 with ease.
Yeah, talk about the Big 12. I could honestly see 9 of these 10 teams playing in March. Everybody, with the exception of Oklahoma State. I'm sorry, guys, but I think they're that good.
I don't think so. I don't think it's
you, nine. You don't think 9 bids is realistic?
No.
I think it's realistic.
I think 7 is. West Virginia is not good. If Texas Tech continues to play the way they are, they're not going to make it. And Oklahoma State, they probably won't make it.
What? Yeah, that's what I meant. Oklahoma State has the least chance. Like, it's probably the worst team in the Big Ten, I'd say.
I mean, Texas Tech has not looked – not when West Virginia has not looked good either, but I don't know. I think those three are dropping off. Oklahoma's competed in a lot of their games. So I think it's 7 with the chance of going to 8, but I'll keep it at 7.
I agree. I think it's 7, but I think it's a chance of going to 9. I'm going TCU in this one, though.
All right, very fair. 2 o'clock we go, or we stay, I should say. Number 15, Arkansas, goes to Nashville to take on Vanderbilt. Who do you have this game?
Gonna go Arkansas by a lot.
Yeah, me too. They need to win, and I think they get it done.
Mm-hmm. And Creighton hosts number 19, Providence. Who you got in that one?
Yeah, this is a game Creighton needs to win. I think they get it done, though. I think Creighton wins this game.
Yeah. I think Creighton wins this game. I'm always going to say Creighton wins the game.
Yeah, and we go stay at 2 o'clock. It's an American game, pretty much for second place, as it's UCF. UCF's looked very good, 13-4, 4-1 in American play. They go to New Orleans to take on Tulane, 11-5, 4-1 also in American play. I didn't realize Tulane's arena or fieldhouse was the Arvin B. Folgman Arena in the Devlin Fieldhouse. That's a very long name, regardless who do you have in this game.
Yeah, I got to go Tulane here. I think they're a solid team. I think both teams are solid. The tournament outlook, not sure. I think they got to beat Houston to really prove to the committee that they're worthy of a tournament spot. But right now I have them in the NIT. I got to go Tulane here.
I agree. I'm going to go Tulane as well, though. I think they get this one done at home.
Mm-hmm. And a huge matchup at 2 o'clock as Florida Atlantic hosts North Texas, the top 2 teams in the Conference USA. Who you got in this one?
Your wife. Oh, my goodness. The ESPN ads keep getting me. I don't know if you heard that one, but yeah. this is a great game. And North Texas is not a team to be a pushover by any means. But if FAU wins this game, 100% they're going to be ranked. And this game is at home for them, thankfully. So that being said, I will be taking FAU to win this game, being the second mid-major team to crack the top 25 come Monday.
It's a thing. I think North Texas is better than Florida Atlantic. I'm still convinced that North Texas is better than Florida Atlantic just because, you know, their defense has been elite for, what, five years and counting now?
Yeah.
I think North Texas is going to hold Florida Atlantic to less than 60 points, and I think North Texas wins this game.
Yeah, that's a great game. One of the better mid-major games on the Saturday slate. Definitely tune into that one if you are a mid-major lover. We'll keep going down the slate, though, as we will go to 3 o'clock. We'll go to the WAC as Stephen F. Austin team I talked about, 5-0 right now, WAC play. They go to Cedar City, Utah to take on Southern Utah, who's currently 4-1 in WAC play. What do you want in this game? This is a pretty good mid-major game as well.
Yeah, very good game. I got to go Southern Utah here.
I'm going to be going with Southern Utah as well at home. Stephen F. Austin, I've looked very good.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go to 3:30. Missouri goes to Gainesville and takes on Florida. Who you got on this one?
Yeah, man. Good game. What game is it again? Oh, Missouri, Florida. I'm sorry. I'm going to go Florida at home. I think Missouri's fraudulent in a sense. After getting walked by Texas A&M on the road, I'm going to go Florida winning this game.
Yeah, I will as well. I'm going to go Florida. I have to think hard about that, but I don't think Missouri's that good. But, yeah I got to go Florida.
I agree. And we'll go to 4 o'clock. Very big game for the Big 12. It is number 14, Iowa State, going to Lawrence to take on number 2, Kansas. Both these teams are 4-0 in Big 12 play. This has huge implications for ranking and Big 12 power, in a sense. Who do you win in this game?
In Kansas, Kansas at home is, I think that's an easy choice. That's a no-brainer.
I don't think it's a no-brainer. I think Iowa State will keep this game very close. With that being said, I will be going with Kansas as well in a close one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, number 4, Alabama. They host LSU. Who you got in that one?
Yeah, Bama should roll this one. LSU is not too good. They could keep it somewhat close, but Bama at home is a different story.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. And I want to point one thing out. This Kansas-Iowa State game is not on ESPN, but it's on ESPN Plus. I just like to make that clear. You have Alabama and LSU on ESPN, and you have Florida State and Virginia, which we're supposed to be covering next, on ESPN2. And on ESPNU, you got SMU and Cincinnati. How can you not put Kansas and Iowa State on one of those three networks? That's and you ridiculous. Put it on ESPN? It just makes no sense to me, man.
That's ridiculous.
I'm That's just laughing ridiculous. At that. Thank God I have ESPN Plus to watch ridiculous. This game. But why don't you let the world see this game?
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. I got no words for that. And that's bizarre. But speaking of ESPN2, number 13, Virginia goes to Tallahassee to take on Florida State. Who do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go Florida State at home, pulling off the upset.
Big upset. I'm going to stick with Virginia, keep that consistent. But that'd be a cool upset for Florida State.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go to 5 o'clock. This is a game I believe you will be.
You forgot Charleston.
Oh, I did?
Yes.
I did. Where are they? They're at 4 o'clock. Number 22, Charleston, hosts Elon. One-sided matchup, I believe. Who you got?
Oh, yes. Well, we have to cover every ranked team. I got Charleston.
Yeah, same here.
And you said 5 o'clock. I'll see if I can read your mind. I can. Big game here as we go to Clemson, South Carolina, as number 24, Duke, goes to Clemson to take on the Tigers. I really want to go to this game, but I've heard you have to wait 4 hours in line. But I really want to go to this game. So you'll see tomorrow if I'm going to this game or not. Who do you have winning this game?
Come on, man. I bet that 4 hours are definitely worth it. I mean, I waited 3 hours at Bryant to watch to get a ticket for the NEC championship last year. So Bryant's only has 3,500 students, and how many of this comes in? Have like 30,000?
Something like that, yeah.
So come on, man. I had to wait that long
Well, I know. It's not
for a
that simple.
small school.
It's not that simple though. I've rugby before, and I'll be there till like 12, and then that's gonna be I
All
don't
right,
know.
that's the thing. You'll be all sweaty and people and smelly, and then people will be like, "Oh, why does this guy smell?" And move out the way
Yeah.
for you. Come
Great
on,
idea. Great
man.
idea.
Now I'm gonna go Clemson here.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Clemson as well, but this is gonna be a big game. I'm very excited for it. I anticipate on going, but obviously I'll let you know come Monday if I go or not. Well, you'll see on social media if I go or not, but I'm planning on going, but just a matter of willingness to wait in the line, or maybe I buy a ticket, not student ticket. We'll see. But yeah, I got Clemson.
Time's running out quickly on us. So Oregon hosts number 9 Arizona. Who are you on that one at 6 o'clock?
How much time do we have?
We got 7 minutes.
Yeah, I just saw the timer. Who was it again? Sorry.
Oregon hosting
I
number
see.
9 Arizona.
Yeah, Oregon's looked very bad. Arizona State just whopped them. I got Arizona whopping Oregon as well.
Yeah, me too.
And let's go to nope. Let's keep moving. Yeah, there's a couple of good mid-major games, but due to time, we'll go to 8 o'clock. Number 7 UCLA host Colorado. Should be a lopsided game, I think. Who do you have?
Yeah, this one's on Fox. It's on national TV, so I gotta go UCLA here.
Surprise! It's on national TV. I got UCLA as well.
And on ESPN, sorry, number 10 Texas host Texas Tech. Who you got in this one?
No question. Texas Tech will keep this game close. It's a rivalry game. They always do. But hook those horns. I got Texas.
Yeah, I'll go Texas as well, but I'm not hooking those horns.
Thank you. 8 o'clock, big whack game. Seattle going to Utah Valley. Both these teams undefeated. Who do you have?
I'm going to go Seattle here. I think Seattle's the best team. I think that's what I put them at in preseason. I think I put them number one. Not too sure, though.
I think you did as well. But I'm going to go with Seattle as well, winning this game.
And we will go to 8:30 as number 21 Auburn hosts Mississippi State. Two fraudulent teams in the SEC, in my opinion. Who you got?
I got Auburn. They're 9-0 at home. I think Mississippi State keeps it close, but got to go Auburn.
Yeah, Auburn's a sneaky dark horse home team as well. Good home crowd. I got to go Auburn.
Next game up, Mountain West game. New Mexico going to San Diego to take on the Aztecs. Who do you win in this game?
Got to go San Diego State here. New Mexico's falling off quickly. And San Diego State, obviously, just a high floor team.
Agreed. San Diego State's ranked for a reason. I got to go with them as well.
And at 10 o'clock, number 8, Gonzaga hosts Portland, finally home after 3 lucky away games. Who you got in this one?
Tickets are as low as $218. I am shocked. I got Gonzaga.
Yeah, I got to go Gonzaga. I think it's going to be a win in between, somewhere between 10 and 20. That's my prediction.
I agree. And final game of Saturday, St. Mary's looking to get a number next to their name come Monday. Got to go through San Francisco. Can they get it done? Can they do so?
Yeah, they can. I still think they're the best team in the WCC.
All righty. I'm going to go with St. Mary's as well. See a number next to their name, but it'll be close, I think.
And Sunday, lots of great games as well. Starting off at noon, we got number 6 UConn hosting St. John's. St. John's finally got a Big East win once again. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, man. St. John's is 0-4 right now on the road. I think Mike Anderson's seat's getting hot as we speak. But UConn needs to get a win, but they are 10-0 at home. I'm going to go UConn.
I'm going to go with St. John's in an upset here.
No way. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But next game up, I love this game for the Big East. It's number 25 Marquette going to Cincinnati to take on number 12 Xavier. This game's a must-watch, I think, if you're awake. So hopefully you're awake. Who do you win in this game?
I'm going to go with Xavier here. If you haven't watched my recent TikTok on Dirty Water Wagers, I think you should go watch it. Is these 6 teams, I think, will win March Madness this year. And, yeah, so go comment on it. Let me know what you think.
I already did. But yes, that should be a great game. I'm going to go with – did I already pick a team? I don't think I did. I'm going to go with – I'll go like Xavier. I think they're legit as well. But yeah, that should be a good game.
And same, sticking with noon, Michigan hosts Northwestern. Two teams that are hanging in there. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, hanging in there, I agreed. Since Michigan's home, I'll pick them, but I think both these teams need a win, and it's just going to be a rock fight once again.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. I'm going to go with Michigan as well.
And we'll stick with the Big Ten. 2:15 tip as Ohio State goes to Piscataway to take on Rutgers. Who do you have?
Rutgers at home.
I got Rutgers at home as well.
We'll go to this interesting game. Temple, who is extremely good at home, they host Memphis. Kendrick Davis, we forgot, also dropped 42 the other day as well. But who you got in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go Temple. I think Temple's a pretty good team, even though they took Tulsa a little bit closer than I anticipated. But I'm going to go with Temple winning this game.
Yeah, I'm going to go Temple at home. I think they're extremely good at home. They're a tournament team when they play at home, honestly.
Definitely agree. And we'll cover this MVC game as the Indiana State Sycamores are currently in first at 6-1. They go to Missouri State. Do you think they can get to 7-1 in MVC play?
Yeah, I do.
I do as well. I got them winning this game.
Last but not least, we got Iowa hosting Maryland, two teams in the middle of the pack as well. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, man. I think Iowa should win this game, but I'm not be surprised if Maryland keeps this game very close. Another rock fight. I've been saying that this is like the fifth time I said it this episode, but the Big Ten games are looking like rock fights at this point. I'm going to go with Iowa at home.
Yeah, I'm going to go Iowa at home as well. We thought they had a lost season. All of a sudden, it's back to a pretty solid season for them.
Yeah, definitely agree. But yeah, that is all we got for the slate. A lot of great stuff going on this weekend, so definitely stay tuned for that. And for those of you that are looking for the picks, go to Dirty Water Wagers on TikTok. I'll be dropping my college basketball play within the next 20 minutes or so. Well, you will be seeing that tomorrow, but regardless, you get the point.
Yeah, no picks so far. I don't think you've posted your play yet today.
I haven't.
You've won three in a row, so let's continue to get hot. And
agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. So, 60 days till March Madness tips off. Time's ticking, and bracketology is getting more finalized as we speak. Nothing's final by any means, but things are somewhat starting to get into place. But that is all we got for today's episode. You're telling me to cut this off, so I will. So thank you guys for tuning in. As always, it's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.